heart of Broadway, here in downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Podzilla After Dark, the Podzilla 1985 podcast.
It'll entertain you.
You might get drunk. You might fight a Nigiri or two.
Nigri.
God damn it.
You mess that up every time.
I do. I don't know her name. I didn't know she had a name.
But you're on her Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, I subscribe to her.
Well, I mean, you pay for her. That don't mean you know her or anything like that.
I don't know. What do you mean she has a face?
She's a slut.
So. Right, she's a complete whore. Any woman that takes her clothes off is a whore.
But I'm not willing to pay for it.
But I mean, like, I don't mean, like, not a whore. But wow. You know what I mean. It's like a lower level whore.
Hey, we can stop this bit.
Like,
anytime.
What is there? 9 circles of hell. They would be on like circle 4.
God damn! Can we move past this bit?
My name is Shannon Young.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna be. No, it's not. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Loaded.
My name's Dalton Anthony. I'll be the host tonight. Godzilla After Dark. With me, of course, down at the end of the table, Tanner Calvert.
Hey, yeah, the buckets.
It's Justin Kimball, but the good pass it. Lindsay will come here with us.
I don't know what's happening.
Allie A. Bear.
Hi.
And we got a special guest tonight. We're so glad to have him. A good friend of the show, an old friend of me, Jesse, and Lindsay's. The man, I can't say the man himself because that's Tanner's. He'll get pissed.
Tanner.
Kevin Schenkelberg.
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me on.
is this like the third time you've been on or second? I forget.
This is the third time because one of them was a nerd.
Yeah, we did
show
the.
Ago. Yeah. The GameStop.
We did the GameStop episode. Yeah. So Kevin averages one a season, basically.
Yeah, I got a lot of travel time in my work. You know,
it's his guest spot.
How that goes. So
Tanner Calvert was going to join us tonight, but he had to work, so unfortunately is out. But speaking of whores, I do want to start the show off with a hot topic. Allie,
is this the transition you want to use?
I sent you this story, and you never replied, so I never got your thoughts
on it. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something else.
It's all coming back.
But I'm not going to bring that up.
Anyway, so just real quick, what are your thoughts on the woman who is facing jail time for being topless in her own home?
I want to bang my head against a wall.
All right, hold on.
I need context.
Yeah, what's
so
going on here?
There's a woman and her husband were in their basement painting or something like that, and it was really hot. So he took his shirt off, and she took her shirt off. So they're both topless in their own basement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His kids, not her kids, his kids walked in on them. And embarrassing moment, she told them, you know, you can't walk in, but don't be ashamed. Human body's nothing to be ashamed of, et cetera, et cetera. They went and told their mom, who then called the police, and that woman was arrested for, like, indecency.
In her own home.
In her own home, because the children saw it. And the argument was that, I think they said, because it was, for a woman to be topless is lewd. But
Jesus
the man
Christ.
Faced no charges. He got nothing. She got charged, and she's facing jail time. And she has to register as a sex offender if she's
what
convicted.
What the fuck?
No shit. And let me find out what state
is this?
I thought it was Utah.
I think it's Utah.
Oh, well, that's,
well,
is this his fifth, his sixth wife?
which one
different,
is it?
Different rooms of the house.
Right. Obviously, this is the lewd room.
Man,
the other room would be the normal room. Right.
So it turns out, like, there's another reason I could have gotten my dad arrested as a kid. He liked to have family meetings while he was taking a shit.
Wow. Well,
no, for a man, it's not. There's nothing wrong.
It's not fun. Yeah, no. Like, I don't know what the deal is. Like, every single time that dude, like, he would go in to take a shit, and then it's like, all right, family meeting time.
So he's Buck Strickland.
A little bit, except it wasn't in a stall. We were in the bathroom, and like
everybody's
in the bathroom. Yeah, like he would call. I didn't realize this was weird until years later because this was just my life. And
I apologize. I can only think of Friday. He's in there. Why don't you get a job? That's what you need to be doing. You're leaving some of the hogs.
I smelled your shit for 15 years. You can't smell mine for 5 minutes.
So. This get that from, dog be snipping at your ass.
This is from one of my favorite websites, of course, FoxNews.com. It's the first one I found, but they're on this. Utah woman was dealt with a setback in her fight against criminal charges for being seen topless by her stepchildren in her own home when a judge upheld the state's lewdness law on Tuesday. Tilly Buchanan, who could face prison and be forced to register as a sex offender for 10 years if convicted, challenged the lewdness statute as unconstitutional on the grounds that it discriminates against women by making it illegal to show their breasts. Judge Kara Petit, I guess, upheld the law after prosecutors argued that lewdness in American society is commonly understood to include women's breasts.
But she's also in her own home. It's not
that's
like she's out in public.
That's the part that's blowing my mind the most about it.
Yes, the children are not hers. Could they have locked the door? Well, yes, but it's still your home.
Children.
It's still her home, though.
Yeah.
Does she own the home or does the father own the home?
I don't know. I don't think they put that in there.
But the kids are the father's.
Yeah.
And the other mother lives at the other house.
Right.
Okay.
Well, except because it's Utah, so she could be in the home.
But from the sounds of it, they are divorced.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Separated. Yeah, they're separated and everything else. Dating or something.
These two people presumably are married.
Yeah. If they said stepchildren, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're painting
so together. Yeah, if it's stepchildren, then yeah, they're married.
Yeah.
Like, this is that's so ridiculous. Dumb. That's so ridiculous.
It's asinine.
That's even worse than, I remember a story a long time ago of like a woman took pictures of her kids, and like some of them were like in the bathtub, and it was like, it was just pictures of her kids, you know, and like it's a fun, cute thing. Yeah. And she was arrested for child pornography.
God damn.
I remember, like,
I mean, that was a normal thing when we were munchkins.
My mom still has,
that's why the baby book is embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Because you're showing off pictures of, like, little you naked.
Yeah.
Like, my mom still has those pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I was putting any, like, positions.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I just filled up the bathtub, but that was not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, but
well, yeah.
But my mom wasn't like, you know, like, oh, let's get a picture of you. That's so cute. And I bend over and spread them. You know, that didn't happen.
No,
I don't remember that.
It's just, man, that's ridiculous.
No, that's ridiculous. Nonsense.
Women still can't show their,
New York, they can.
I was going to say.
Is that the state that passed it?
Well, that's what she was citing was that the free the nipple. Yeah.
Right.
And, but they said it's different in Utah. In Utah, women's bodies are considered lewd.
What kind of society do we live in where we can't see women's breasts? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And really, it's like, I mean, the United States and then certain, like, other countries where they can't even show, you know, like, wrist.
Yeah. Well, you go to Europe. I mean, obviously, you have nude beaches. You have the normalcy there.
Right.
That's
Like, in, like, all of Europe, it's completely normal for women to be seen topless.
Yeah. Everyone always talks about America like we're on the forefront of all, like, progression.
No.
We're really not. We're in the dark ages on so many things. Like, so many other countries are...
I mean, in fairness, it's mostly Americans that talk about America being in the forefront of, like, progressiveness.
Well, it's like us and, like, one tribe that doesn't know any other. And they just see a wristwatch and they go, whoa, look at the king over here. Stealing souls. That's not the only thing to enrage you. I got more.
Oh, yeah, what else you got?
An update to a story we covered. Actually, one of our most listened to episodes and the most viewed video on YouTube. By a lot, and considering our YouTube gets like 7 views, it could be 20, and that would be by a lot. But this one actually was very expensive. You remember Michelle Conrad?
No.
Yeah, she was the girl that convinced her boyfriend to commit suicide.
Yeah.
She was released from prison this week. She was serving a 15-month sentence, and she got out for parole for good behavior. Basically, she was a model prisoner, they said.
She didn't tell anyone else to kill themselves while she was behind bars.
Honestly, I'm still fine with that. She served prison time. It's not like the Brock Turner bullshit.
It's not, but I still
like it's still super shitty and super fucked up.
Yeah, because the dude's dead because of her, like, her inside. And what really gets me is when they argued that what she told him was protected under freedom of speech rules. Like,
I mean, but if she's like, let's say she doesn't move from her town that she's in, and she's like, hey, I want to start dating again. Somebody's going to know that name. Be like, didn't you convince somebody?
No, I mean,
like,
it's national news. Like, people are going to know all of
her. Which is unfortunate, because when I saw her picture, I was like, I forgot. She's an attractive girl. She's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ. Like, so what happened to your last relationship?
Yeah, I mean,
let's move on.
He passed away at my discretion.
Just, I mean, in the era of being able to Google people. Like, any person that she dates, like, any person that she finds is going to Google her name real quick and, like,
oh that's you.
But no one's going to Google a pretty white girl. You would just be blessed. You'd be like, oh, look at this pretty white girl. Well, the world's great. This is average.
Nope. Everybody Googles
everybody. Everyone Googles me. That actually got me in trouble with an ex-girlfriend. I was dating this girl, Holly, and at the same time, this is back when, like, websites were popular. So... I had an Angel Fire. You remember that one?
Yeah, having your own website. Yeah.
I had an Angel Fire. And it was dedicated to a fictional wrestler that I created for an electronic federation. Hunter knows what I'm talking about. The E-Feds. They were very popular back then.
What rank was he? Was he sergeant?
No.
Sergeant.
Oh, son of a bitch. No, it turns out my character, because I was really into the hip-hop culture at the time, was a straight-up gangster. So he, you know, my website dedicated to him talked about all his previous arrests and stuff like that. I also named him after me.
Good job.
Which was intelligent. So when they
seemed good at the time.
So when they Googled my name, I remember she called me. She's freaking out. She's like, my parents found out about you. I'm like, what are you talking about? They found your rap sheet. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What rap sheet?
You know how embarrassing it is to have to explain to parents, no, this is my fictional wrestling character that I've named after me. And I thought he was so cool that I made him a criminal.
But I got street cred now.
I should have, in my own head, I should have worn the scarf. I should have worn the Bugs Bunny Scarface T-shirt over there, you know.
Oh,
just
man.
Just a real hood on her.
You could have had the hood, the Warner Brothers.
I could
Warner Brother.
Yeah. If you see the cops, Warner Brother.
Man. See, my I actually just Googled myself today because I got real bored. I got real bored today. And yeah, so I was Googling myself. Like, Google comes out pretty clean for me. You see my Twitter page. There's a lot of PZ85 stuff. You can see that I was on an all-state team for your Scholar Bowl.
Yeah.
Nice.
In 2006.
Mine,
that's all you're finding.
A couple years ago. It's not a big deal. It's right down the road. And you're fine. Put that on a resume.
My, if you Google my name, it's mostly wrestling at this point. Like, you see a lot of CCW stuff. Yeah.
Well, which name do you Google?
The stage name.
Oh, okay.
Most people, at this point, most people don't even know my real name.
They don't know how it's spelled?
Yeah. Well, they don't even know that it's not my, because I tell people it's not my real name. And they always go, oh, what's your real name? And I don't tell them. keep them guessing.
There's a reason why I have this name.
Yeah. So for those of you that are listening to me right now, I'm gonna let you in on a hit. Shannon Young is not my real name.
Been riding this train for a while.
Let that sink in.
Oh, that's
funny. Called a stage name.
That's really funny.
So I guess she's the motherfucker of the week, I guess.
I had a possible candidate for that.
Oh, I had.
Which was weird coming for me, considering the article, but it was just real shitty.
I'm going to let you finish, and we'll go with it, because my actual motherfucker of the week is someone that only people we know will know, so it'd be pointless.
Okay.
But it's the former owner.
Oh, yeah.
Of Game Store.
Yeah.
This motherfucker. I won't tell you his name. But let me tell you why he's the motherfucker of the week, okay?
There's a lot of good stuff.
A lot of reasons. But this is one of this particular thing. One of the biggest complaints we had against this sumbitch forever was that he paid everyone under minimum wage. Everyone.
Oh. Yeah.
Because legally, he didn't have to pay minimum wage.
Me and Shannon were the only two employees on the books that made above minimum wage. Everybody else made below minimum wage.
I'm still the only person that makes above minimum wage. I think some people now make minimum wage currently because they fought for it and they complained. Anyway, so he never paid anyone minimum wage and almost bragged on the fact that he didn't have to. Like, he was so smart, right? So he sold. He found the loophole. He sold the store. The store is now under new ownership. We're in a rebuilding phase, right? Well, because the same guy that bought the store also bought Cape Championship Wrestling, he can no longer work during the hours CCW is going on. So neither can I. Neither can Dalton. Neither can even Jesse, because Jesse's going to the show. Literally no one can cover this Saturday, right? Except the guy who used to own the store. And he said he would work if we needed him to. Cool. Thank you. We appreciate that. Well, he told them that he'll work, but only if he's paid above minimum wage. You bastard.
Just close the store.
We are. We are. We got no choice. But, like, the nerve.
Closed early for CCW.
The audacity of not paying your employees minimum wage because you don't have to, but then the moment that you want to help out, you need minimum wage. Well, it would be unfair not to pay minimum wage.
Over minimum wage. That's the important thing. Because I think the new ownership would have paid him minimum wage, which is better than he gave to all
anyone.
The two of his employees.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say who it is, and he's probably not listening, but he knows.
Yeah.
No, I hope he feels it in the force.
I hope he does listen to this one. Like, he's just like, you know what? I'm gonna catch up on my friends.
I've got some
podcast.
Free time.
I'm gonna listen to this while I reinvigorate the Mario Maker community.
I didn't want to hate the guy. I don't, because I try not to hate anybody anymore. You know, I'm getting older. I'll be 58 next year.
He keeps bumping it up
every time.
Except for last time, I'm pretty sure you said you were 70. Like 70 or 60.
Well, when you get older,
he's got that dementia.
Yeah,
he can't remember.
Goes up, goes down, back and forth.
Start forgetting.
But I don't want to hate the guy. But he's making it hard not to. I would like to be friends with him still, but the more I hear and the more I see, the angrier I get. I get real angry.
It's one of those things, like, outside of like some of his shadier business practices, like I never really had a lot against him. Like, I still liked him as a person for the most part. Like, he did some real shitty things, but I was like, okay.
It's whatever. We all do shitty things.
But, like, every time, like, I hear more and more stuff, like, every time, like, something new happens, I'm like, okay. At this point, like, no, I just outright dislike the dude. Like, I don't want anything to do with him. Like, it's just, no, no.
So what do you got?
So, as I said, this is very out of my box, but I was reading
an article.
So this
is outside of your box?
Yes.
Okay.
This, in Minnesota, there's a church that's kicking out their older members.
I saw that.
Because they want to bring in a new, younger congregation.
I saw that, and there was a headline I saw that said, yes, they're kicking out, but it's not for the reason you think, but I didn't click it. So I don't know if there's an update.
The one that I was reading was they wanted a newer, younger congregation, basically. They're shutting down for a month to remodel, and they basically were telling their older members not to come back. They could come back after like 3 years if they re-talked to the pastor.
Oh, they'll be dead.
Well, they get younger by then.
And it's just kind of shitty to like kick out people that were part of your congregation.
There's also a different way to do this.
Yeah,
you could just be like, you know what? Now we're going to
be more liberal and accept
gays. That older generation's going to leave on their own.
You know, yeah. Throw some contemporary music at it, and they're gone.
The younger ones will show up. Like, there's ways to do this without just being like...
So instead of the choir today, we're going to listen to Luke Combs. First name I could think of. Allie,
I also have...
You have a motherfucker of the week.
I do.
And you don't want to drag it out, but I'm sure...
Yeah, you know which one it is.
I knew before she even said it. Because you know who's obsessed with the drag culture?
Allie Hebert?
Yeah. I'm surprised she hasn't started taking up drag racing.
Why are you leaning into this?
Really emphasizing.
Well, whatever you say about this, just be careful not to drag anyone's name through the mud.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I'm not trying to be a drag here.
That's number five.
They're the Republican lawmakers here in Missouri.
Wait, Republican, you say?
Yes, have introduced a bill targeting drag queen story hour at public libraries.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Where basically drag queens just go in there to read stories to kids.
So
and they
my sister-in-law is pissed about this.
They want to potentially fine and jail violators.
So before we go any further... Kevin had the exact same reaction I had when I saw the story. It was like, I didn't know they did that.
I had that's exactly. Yeah. I was like, what?
I didn't know that, like, was a thing.
I'm not opposed to it. No. I just did not know that this was even like.
Yeah, I know.
It's not
a thing.
Sanctioned. Not like it has to be done. Just like it even exists. I didn't realize that that was.
It's basically as some folks show up and drag, like they. It's not like, you know, over sexualized anything.
No,
they
just
show up and they read stories to kids.
Stories. It's just a way to.
And, you know,
at
a
young age, promote, like...
Well, that's, I think, so when you hear the term drag, like, if you were to say, oh, drag queens go in there and do this, you're going to think of those over-sexually sexualized, and that's not their fault, that's your fault, but...
For not
knowing the culture.
At drag queens?
Right.
Like, there's lots of them that aren't...
But how would you like to be the librarian who didn't know that was a thing? And they walk in...
They just thought this was very animated women coming in and reading for the kids.
She's so fancy. She only has one name.
That looks like Tim Curry.
But, I think it's a woman.
Man, no, my sister-in-law posted this because she's livid about it. Because she was like, man, if I had known this was a thing, I would have absolutely taken my kids to this because this is super cool.
Yeah.
As long as she's not topless.
Well...
When she talks to her kids, because maybe she
be
arrested for nudity.
I wonder if that is the same in the state of Missouri.
How many people have ever walked in on their parents naked?
Everyone,
probably.
I've at least saw my dad's dong once.
Mm-hmm.
Should my dad have been arrested for like...
Walking out of the bathroom without pants on?
Like, that's so ridiculous. I'm sorry we keep going back to that.
Yeah, no, it's
like,
it's the dumb... It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, your own house. There's no
it's your own
yeah,
house.
It's your
not
house.
Like she was at the Costco whipping them out.
Right.
Who needs milk?
And she didn't like
checking sizes of melons.
And it wasn't even like, I could almost understand it if she was like, you know, walking into like the kids' rooms or some shit like that. Like,
but even
that is
it's
still
them
just
walking
like
walking in on her.
All right,
you're at your home. I mean, more for the kids, I guess. You know, trauma later in life to be like, you know, hey, sexually, this is now what I'm thinking about is my mom. Very Freudian.
Yeah.
But for the point that it's your home, and what if the kids were younger? And she had him out, and she was breastfeeding. Because isn't that the same thing?
It gets so complicated.
You would think, like, because that's that slippery slope right there. So, yeah, what if she does decide to have a child with this man, and she decides to breastfeed in her own home? Like, is that now indecent, like, whenever the other kids are there?
Plus, yeah. She was in a area away from the kids doing her own thing. It's not like she walked into the kitchen while they were there just naked and was like, this is my body.
Right.
Yeah, and like I said, like, I could almost see an argument if, like, she walked into, like, the boy's room.
Yeah, brazenly.
Right. Like, just walked in there, completely topless, like, you know, strutting around or something like that. Like, but this, it makes no sense.
That would be like if they walked in her in the bathroom. Well, you can't be naked in the bathroom if there are kids there. When I was a teenager, I was like 17 or 18. I went over to my friend Corey's house, and I liked his sister. His sister was like 17. It was a little bit younger, and that's why I was there. Corey was fine, but I liked his sister. So me and Corey are sitting in the living room hanging out, and his sister decides to fuck with me. So they're, I guess her nieces or whatever are over, and they're like 10, 9, 10 or whatever. And she sent them out topless to stand directly in front of me and, like, block my view and stuff and to mess with me, and specifically send them out there half naked. Should I have been arrested for, like, child indecency because I saw a 10-year-old
toddler? She should have been.
Or should she have been?
That's weird as shit.
Both of you were under 17, though.
Oh, no, I think I was, like, 18. She was, like, 17 or 16 or something like that, and I was, like, 18. But they were definitely, like, 10 and 9 and stuff like that.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Then,
and I left because they wouldn't stop doing it. Yeah, I was like, this is ridiculous.
That's just weird.
It's just weird. Yeah. Of course, I also they also watched porn together once when I was there, him and his sister.
That's extremely weird.
I'd like to take his name back.
I'm going to redact
that. You didn't give a last name. It's fine.
Yeah. And I'm not going to either. So stop looking at me like that.
I don't know any Corey, so no, it's not true. I do know a Corey, but it wouldn't be that Corey.
It would definitely not be that.
Well, I mean, obviously Corey's in the house. I'm just saying.
The best anime. The best.
What? You know, I thought you were
you
about
don't
to
know that meme?
No. I was thinking of 3DS.
Where it's a, they list an anime and then they just put pictures from Corey's in the house.
I vaguely know what Corey's in the house. It was a Nickelodeon show or something?
Yeah, but it was a
Nickelodeon
DS
Disney.
Game.
Yeah, well, they made a game out of
it. Well, I just remember every time I was stocking shelves, it was like,
Corey's in the house.
This goddamn game. I can't not see
oh,
this
God.
Fucking
I
game.
I do that now, like when I'm stocking stuff and I always come across the Jonas Brothers or Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And I always think, like, I can't believe they made games out of this.
And people bought them.
Why?
Like, why can you not believe that?
Well, no, because you probably had them.
I did not. Mm-hmm.
Only
because
she didn't have a system to play them on.
Right.
Probably a really fair point.
Still got to make me that port to the PS4.
Yeah.
So I can get that on it.
Well, she's got a Switch now, so if they bring out the Switch Life of Zack and Cody, she's all over.
Life.
I hear
that's a very different game.
I hear the Jonas Brothers are making a comeback.
They already have?
Yeah, now they're releasing albums and shit.
Yeah.
So let me tell you the embarrassing story about Allie real quick.
Oh, boy.
This is fun. Well, they didn't hear it. Because I told you at home last night. You can sit there. You can lay
this,
your head down.
This is from yesterday.
I was sort of listening.
Yeah, you can lay your head down and go to sleep.
I know. I'm drawing Gumi.
So yesterday, we're doing the show, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I have Allie's laptop. This is for the people that don't listen to PW. I have Allie's laptop. That is sort of both of our laptops. We use it for the show mostly at this point. But it's hers technically.
My Facebook is the one that's primarily logged on.
Her Facebook is logged on. And it's logged in the sense that even when I'm not on her Facebook, because I don't open her Facebook, but it will pop up the messages when she gets them.
Yeah.
So we're doing the show last night.
Keep giving him the easiest possible solution to fix this problem. And he's just uninterested.
But, because then I wouldn't have had this.
I don't get this story.
He likes these incidents.
I do. So I'm on there, and all of a sudden her coworker pops up. And they're saying stuff, and I'm not paying attention to it because it's whatever. I don't want to get involved in her business. You know, that's her privacy. But then I see her face, and she looks horribly embarrassed, and I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, are you not reading it? And I was like, well, now I am, goddammit.
Okay, we're going to correct this.
Okay.
Because as soon as the first message popped up, you said, your coworker messaged you. You didn't ask if I was okay. You just started looking at it.
I
believe that I much, yeah.
No, I'm going to go back and listen to the tape. Because you looked like you were going to cry, I think, and I was like, are you okay? I may have mouthed it.
No.
And that's why there's no evidence.
None of this happened because it goes, you got a message to like immediately you being like, oh my God, I have to tell everybody.
Jesus Christ, she's going nuts.
That sounds a lot more like Shannon Young than Shannon's Young taking the story.
So I get on there, I start blasting.
Because that's what he does.
Her coworker found the video that Allie and her friend made in high school. Of she had a YouTube channel where they did embarrassing things to try to be YouTube celebrities.
Wait, you had a YouTube? Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
She's like, sorry, she's 16.
Age difference. I was like, why a MySpace page?
No, she's a child.
We didn't even have YouTube. Oh, no. Okay.
Man, half of the internet now doesn't even know what the hell MySpace is.
Dude, that was a flip.
They don't know nothing about
Tom. 3 seconds total.
Tom's still See, hanging
we
out there.
Had Angel Fire. Oh.
Yeah.
So.
I also had Angel Fire.
Oh, bitch, I had ICQ.
And Tom
also had ICQ.
Yeah. But he's posting screenshots of it. And I start giggling because I know the screenshot because I, too, have found this website. Because apparently, even though it hasn't been active in 6 years, it keeps recommending it to people.
Recommending it to people. And he was the one person I told that you found it. Like, I was like, you'll never guess what happened to me. Shannon found this old YouTube page. And so, of course, he's the one that also finds it.
So did Allie go viral? Is that what I'm hearing? Like,
Well, she will soon. No. It's a video, and it's the same video everyone finds. It's her and her friends singing old time rock and roll. It's reenacting the Risky Business thing. So Allie
with
slides
the
out.
Socks.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. She's wearing shorts. Okay. Don't worry, she's not in her underwear because she's in high school.
She's in her own
legally,
house.
Legally, she should have been arrested.
Obviously, you're done here. There's no other options.
But she is getting down to it. She is just moving around. She's more energetic than I've ever seen her. And, that video you can find soon on podzilla1985.com. We're going to post it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We actually might make it a Patreon tier.
Oh, my God.
Austin Lane texted me this morning and said, you have to send me that link now.
Oh, my God.
And
no.
I haven't yet.
No, you don't.
Why don't you do, like, a TV show commentary where we could have you go back
and watch
talk
it
about
and,
it while you're doing it?
See, if you own it, because people won't make fun of it.
There you go.
Yeah. The more you try to hide it, the worse it gets.
Or you just
do
what I do every time he brings up my anti-Chibi Usaw article. You just put him in a headlock.
Yeah, she has a similar
thing. That's not where I thought that was going.
But I went into work today, and I just looked at my coworker that messaged me, and I was like, okay, so how many videos did you watch? He goes, 2, because I felt really bad. Whenever,
so I'll watch more.
No, because I'm pretty sure he watched the 2, and that's whenever I was like, so we're recording a wrestling podcast, and it just got completely derailed because he saw all these messages.
It was like 10 minutes we just talked about this.
And so we turned this into the Allie podcast, and he felt horrible after that.
And then the whole night, me and Dawn were just like, who take those old records out? In fact, that was the song before this episode.
Last night, whenever you're like, I'm not going to use that song at the beginning of the episode, I was like, because you're going to use it tomorrow.
Right. Well, I was going to use that at the beginning of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. It wouldn't make any sense.
Hey,
but now it's legal.
There's an intro for Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Yeah. Hunter made that. Do you want Hunter to not have business? Oh, you don't want to take Hunter's job away? He never gets to be on the shows anymore. That's like his only thing. Wow.
That's rude, Allie.
And the best part and the best part about it is she does not have the login info for it, so she can't take it off.
Because I didn't make these.
I'm not in control.
I'm not in control.
This happened when made them.
It's totally like the beginning of the new Ghostbusters.
Because that was going to be my next question. It's like, why the hell are these still on the internet?
Because I don't have any of that information.
Do you follow Allie on Instagram?
No.
Do it.
Maybe.
And eventually it'll pop up.
I don't know.
Just be like, what is this one?
The exact thing you said is, who is this and why are they recommending it to me? Is this act? Thing my coworker said.
Yeah, because it kept popping up. Every time I get on Instagram, it was like, recommended for you. And I'm like, I don't care about these two high school girls. What are you talking
about?
I'm going to
report
Well, don't do it yet. Let me save the video.
No, I'm reporting it.
As what? Embarrassing?
Well, wait a minute.
As
now.
I'm in this if and you, I don't approve.
If you report this, though, to YouTube,
you'll get arrested.
I'm going to report the Instagram page because that's where everyone seems to find it from.
Okay.
But if they find it, then the people on Instagram start watching your video. So now it's not just us.
That's true.
Then it's going to be the Instagram people who watch it.
And you
it,
might
and then
go
they're
viral.
They're going to repost that to Instagram, like everywhere.
No.
You might go viral.
I'm just saying.
They might use you in marketing materials.
Oh, you'll be the you'll be just sliding around. Doing
you
your
could,
little dance.
That, oh, you could be in like a Geico
commercial. It's for whenever Instagram starts like, you know, their own version of whatever the fuck TikTok is.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok.
They already,
orange is the best.
Like, whenever Vine became a thing, they already kind of tried, because that's when they put videos in.
Well, yeah, and then people said that Vine was going to die, and then it did. And then TikTok is like,
and then, but what happened,
the same goddamn thing.
But what happened is you guys chose not to use Vine and create small clips. You chose to make full-length YouTube videos to become celebrities.
You're actually the Martin Scorsese of your time.
You are. There's another one where they're cooking.
Even though he's not dead, but nonetheless.
There's quite a few videos.
So I would
normally, when a girl says, "Oh my God, he found my videos,"
it's a lot worse.
Shut it down.
Yeah. But instead, this was two high school girls desperately trying to get YouTube famous.
I think. Well, according to Allie, it was more so the other than her. And to be fair, Allie is now famous way more than she was back then. She's been shared worldwide. Xavier Woods alone came in and reposted her art to hundreds of thousands of WWE fans, and they all liked it.
It's true.
There you go.
So, Allie, you've succeeded. You've done it.
I miss those old window art. Like,
I also miss the window art. Maybe you can bring that back now.
Maybe.
She's depressed at this point.
We'll see how angry I am.
She's done at this point. She wants to be off the show. This is actually her last episode. And then her coworker was like, "Well, let's find embarrassing videos about Shannon. Let's find embarrassing stuff about Shannon." I'm like, "All you gotta do is listen to the podcast.
You have so many hours of
so
entertainment.
There's this Thanksgiving episode. Oh,
he fell asleep and his butthole hurt."
In retrospect, that show is messed up. But man, it was funny at the time.
Oh man.
We have a lot of episodes we hope no one just finds.
That's
gotta do a lot of digging though. There's a lot of episodes to go through.
Oh my God. We're at close to 1,000 episodes, which is just ridiculous.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's a crazy number of episodes.
Shut it down.
I don't know. I still got some favorite episodes I go back and listen to. Like, I can say one of the best episodes that you guys had was the Christmas episode, but this is like 4 or 5 years ago when you all were trying to remember the words to a partridge in a pear tree. I was at work and I was doing sales and driving around the middle of Missouri and I was like, I just gotta listen to something. So I put that episode on. It was during Christmas time and you guys were saying it. And I just remember somebody said something like they were trying to get through like number 12 and they were like 12, 8, 9. And they were like, a partridge, some sort of tree. And it's like, what the fuck are you singing about, man? Like, you guys ain't even got you could Google that shit in front of you.
More entertaining than not.
It very much was. I was laughing my ass off, but I still got that episode saved. Let's do it every Christmas.
I like to
it's
go.
It's like the Christmas peanuts, you know? You just gotta listen to it. It's classic.
I really like that there are episodes that some people just like to go back and listen to.
I like to go back and listen to, I still listen to the first episode that we did. No, not the first. The third episode. Because the first two were wrestling, and they're fine. Mm-hmm. But the first episode we did that wasn't wrestling was Lindsay and I, and we talked about Tara Reid. Only because I desperately wanted to put more content out because I grew to like it, and I'm like, what can I talk about? Tara Reid's skinny. Let's talk about her. And it was bad. I mean, it was fine, but it was boring. Then we did an episode with Tanner about ghosts. It was boring. All of these episodes were terrible. We didn't find our stride for like 3 months.
It was a minute.
Honestly, it wasn't until like Pen and Nerd died and Jesse came in that we really, like 3 months after that, we caught our stride and really started to like put out really good episodes. And then that died off a couple years ago. And now it's the corpse is just laying around.
Twitching.
We occasionally have some fun. And the other one, I like to listen to the first episode of I Want to Believe because it was when I really cared about providing quality news and content. It ain't that way anymore. It's just Podzilla After Dark with aliens.
And less cursing.
I can make a lot more anal probe jokes there.
Also, as I usually do, I'm going to point out a correction. Pen and Nerd never died. It was converted. Me and Shannon decided to save money by merging.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Podbean decided
That is true. I'm going to deactivate this. All right, they gone.
They down.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Warning or anything.
I was about to say, didn't I still have like 3 weeks that I had paid for Podbean? What the hell? You canceled. They're gone.
You out.
Are those episodes lost? Are they lost? Or do you still have them?
I think I still have.
Because we need to re-upload them. Like, we'll take a week off and call it like pod Pen and Nerd Week. Woo. Relive the old episodes, including the episode where Jesse, we didn't quite have the sounds down yet. So there's one episode where it sounds like all of the people are in outer space.
Yeah. Because there was, like, whenever we first started doing this, it was like the very first episode of Pen and Nerd we did, we just used, like, Krista had a condenser microphone. And we had that sitting in the middle of the table, and there were five of us talking at it. And then, like, I finally got a,
We tried to edit the sound and stuff too at the time. Like, ooh, we used to do a lot of
I'm gonna
editing.
Make this work. Yeah, you ain't gonna make that work.
And I mean, like, we like it was still like it was listenable, but like the quality.
You're just lucky you couldn't hear a star wipe.
And then I finally bought a second condenser microphone, and that helped tremendously. But yeah, it wasn't until like we merged podcasts and I bought our first soundboard with like these microphones.
Yeah.
And yeah, then the quality was way better.
Then the magic happened.
And the rest is history.
Now thousands of people tune in weekly to hear us talk about nothing.
Yeah, but it's the nothing you want to hear.
Yes,
yeah,
the Dangle Show about nothing. Not bad for a show that just started with a bunch of guys who just wanted to talk with their. And we had like four listeners. I held up five. Just for the record. It was like I listened to Jesse's show, he listened to mine, and then there was like Kevin and two other people. And we're like, yeah, we're up to seven people now.
Well, I can tell you I'm a weekly listener to all the shows. And I don't even watch wrestling, but I listen to it anyway. So I'm still, I know more about wrestling than I think I wanted to know. But well, I'm happy
I feel
about
the
that.
The same way.
Yeah, it's like I don't even watch wrestling, but I know a lot about it.
It was another one of those things that we tried to do a really serious show. And then that died. Like, every time we try to do something serious, it doesn't last long because we're all just naturally comedic, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's hard. Like, I wanted to do a new show. I want to do a hard new show every week. We were going to call it Half Hour Headlines or something like that. It was Triple H. That might be taken. Mm-hmm. But I know I can't. I can't get through because I'll get bored. I want to make comments about things, and I want to make fun of people, and I want to say fuck.
So he just throw does in, it on Thursday.
And you got to throw in the jokes.
Lots of jokes. A lot of uncomfortable
so
jokes.
So just like especially. NPR, but like the XXX version.
It would be like Trevor Noah if he was on HBO.
Yeah, okay.
But way less witty.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty witty.
I was about to say, so John Oliver, but like then you threw
he's
in the less
even
witty
wittier.
You'd have to do an English accent.
I would be, it would for me, it would be like if Rob Ford had a news podcast when he was alive. I would be the Basil Marceau of news reports.
BasilMarceau.com. Yeah, man, like, teeth's hurt, man.
God damn. All right.
Stop slavery and stop signs.
So my obsession's going waves. Uh-huh. It was Neil Breen, then it was Cool Cat and Derek Savage, and now I'm right back on the Basil Marceau train.
Basil Marceau made a reappearance.
I was laying on the floor laughing the first time we went through that stuff.
Yeah, BasilMarceau.com.
Like, I was dying.
That
motherfucker actually ran for an office.
Multiple times. I read, my favorite thing, I didn't know this, I was reading through his Wikipedia, and it said that, I guess the reason he hates traffic violations so much, when he was running for governor in 2010 of Tennessee, go figure that Tennessee would have Basil fucking Marceau.
Was it that long
Basil
ago?
Marceau.
Yeah. How many wrestling shows do you think he has been booked on?
I sent that video to Jason. He said, I think he managed Sarge in Tennessee. But according to his Wikipedia, when he was running, they dug into his criminal history, as they are wont to do. And he had minor traffic violations, including, what was it, seven traffic stops that he was found not guilty by reason of insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
But I'm not going to take your car away from you or anything.
Insane or not, like, okay, cool, then you don't get to drive
anymore?
You're
done here. Like, yeah, shut you down. There's got to be something on your license.
Oh, but you're also running for governor? Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's That's Tennessee.
Fine. Jesus.
Wow. How many wrestling promotions do you think he owns?
Yeah, I think it's legally in Tennessee, you have to own a wrestling promotion. You were given a wrestling promotion when you moved there.
The deed of your house.
There's literally six on every corner. It's like
you go to get your driver's license converted over to Tennessee, and they're like, all right, this is your wrestling promotion.
Here's your promotion.
I can see that you don't have this. You're gonna need to sign up.
it's honestly.
Would you also like to get signed up to be an organ donor? Yeah. And
I don't think they want mine.
My teeth's hurt.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. In Basil Marceau's defense, he said that he was not drunk during those videos. The reason he slurs his word is because he only has three teeth.
So he's got to keep the lip down. Yikes.
Because if he gets the lip up too high, then they see his teeth.
Well, you can see the three teeth are right here in the bottom lip. It's
so it's kind of like that the laughing guy that you like so much.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Wrestling. I was going to say wrestling promotions in Tennessee are like GameStop. There's one like every 2 feet. And most of them are shitty.
And they're getting closed down, I guess. I don't know.
The GameStop in Lindsay's, the one that we used to go to in Pennsylvania, in Cranberry, is being shut down.
I mean, a lot of the...
Because there's a Cranberry PA and there's a Seneca PA, but it was the Cranberry Mall in Seneca.
Well, that didn't make any sense. That's like saying it's the Cape Girardeau school in Jackson.
But yes, the one where I grew up is closing.
I mean, in fairness,
if it's not already closed.
Cape Girardeau County seat is in Jackson, Missouri. It's weird.
A lot of logic happening here.
Because actual like Cranberry, Pennsylvania is closer to like Pittsburgh.
Look, none of us are from Pennsylvania.
That's not true.
I was born in Pennsylvania, yes.
Well, I mean, you know, there's that. But
I was born in Cairo, Illinois.
I'm sorry.
You don't get more hood than that. Kevin, where were you born?
Cape Girardeau, here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesse, you were born in Colorado.
Nope. If only.
I'm just going to say yes.
I was. The hospital that I was born at was in Cape Girardeau.
So two Cape Girardeau kids, two Pennsylvania kids, and then Cairo, Illinois.
Yeah, but you get them, you know.
Strangely enough, the doctor, when they had me, was arrested immediately for, like, coke.
Was it Derek Savage?
Because everyone in Cairo are
there's
drug dealers.
There's not a hospital in Cairo.
There used to be.
Oh.
Yeah, there used to be a hospital there.
Oh.
And now it's abandoned. Whoa. And they say it's haunted. Oh. And Tanner, for a while, was like, we should go check out that abandoned hospital in Cairo. I'm like, I ain't going anywhere abandoned in Cairo.
The only
spooks I'm afraid of are you spooky reporters. It's a Tales from the Hood quote. I'm innocent.
No.
I'm innocent. I mean,
God.
I'm not going to say it.
Bless America.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good movie.
It was a good
the
movie.
The second one
Tales,
was
Tales
not.
From the Hood was a really good movie.
Anyway, yeah, I'm not doing any investigations in Cairo. That is for fuck sure.
Yeah, no, like there's just a
sure.
general like
fuck sure.
If you go to somewhere in abandoned in Cairo, there's a 35% chance
you're
that a fire is going to break out.
Yeah, and I joking, you know, I did the spook joke earlier. The spooks joke that you got upset about. You remember
that
one?
Yeah. I remember. I'm very aware.
Oh, I was here.
We were all here.
The truth of the matter is, if you get busted in Cairo by somebody, it's a methed out white dude. 50 tattoos, trust me.
I
understand.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's white people. It's bad white people. Yeah. They all look like Jeff.
Oh, Cairo.
Anyway, that's the show for the evening.
I'm like,
no, we got 20 more minutes.
There's no way an hour is going by already.
I had something I wanted
to
talk about.
Do we have a topic?
I mean, like, the impeachment trial? Like, because that's going.
That's happening
right now. Yeah, we're 40 minutes in and everyone's having a good time. Already made things awkward enough.
Every time I try to watch something on it, I see the comments on our local news station on Facebook and I realize how stupid people are and I turn it off.
Oh, see, I love those local comments because I like to fuck with people.
It just makes me angry.
They're so easy to fuck with.
They really are.
The KFBS 12
so mad so quick.
Listener or viewer base are just simple folk. They're simple folk and then they're trolls. The trolls like to fuck with people. I don't like talking about the impeachment trial because, like, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like talking about one of Trump's lawyers or one of the lawyers on his behalf. He got the same lawyer that was involved in Clinton's impeachment.
Ken Starr. Yeah.
And
he also got Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that got OJ off.
Yeah.
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 He's got one of the 50.
He's got the range.
Including, you might not remember this. You might not remember this because you weren't alive probably. One of OJ's defense lawyers was named Kardashian. It's the Kardashian's father.
Okay.
Think about it.
So anyway.
That's the only reason they were well known is because they were, I think it was Robert Kardashian. Robert Kardashian was one of OJ's defense lawyers. And then he passed away. What's her name? Mary Sue. What is her name? The mom.
What are you talking about? I don't know nothing about the Kardashian
Caitlyn,
family.
I don't know their name. I don't know her name.
You don't know nothing. Come on, man. No,
all I know is that they're like on TV and like either somebody loves them or they talk about how trashy they are. I know nothing about
them. Yeah, but one
them.
Of them's a man woman.
That's Caitlyn Jenner.
Woman man.
Yeah. Okay, so that's formerly Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
So after Robert Kardashian died, she married Bruce Jenner, and then the reason the Kardashians are famous and everything because they were rich because their dad got OJ off. So just interesting. I just think it's interesting. Yeah. Most people don't know that connection because most people don't care. You were saying.
Oh, the lawyer, you know, talking about in Clinton's impeachment, how they don't necessarily have to break the law to get impeached. When this was brought up to him by, I think it was Sean Hannity, maybe. Either way, somebody brought it up to him that he said that back in Clinton's impeachment trial. And now he's saying that Trump has to have broken the law in order to get impeached. And he's like, okay, so are you wrong then or are you wrong now? And his response was, well, I wasn't wrong. I'm just more correct now.
Wow.
I did hear them saying that, like, they basically said, the argument that I heard was basically, yeah, Trump did what you said he did, but it's not enough to impeach him. He's not breaking the law.
But the basis behind the impeachment, though, isn't the fact of whether or not he broke the law or not. It's literally on the basis of was what he did against U.S. interest and people's of the United States interest to a better U.S. I mean, that's the whole basis of that, obstruction of justice.
If you get a chance, I highly recommend, if you're interested in this, you go listen to Adam Schiff's testimony today, because it was inspiring. And, like, when you hear them talk about the case and they lay out all of the things, a sane person would go, Jesus Christ, that's terrible. Let's get him out of office. But you would be shocked to learn that everything they put up for vote in the Senate has gone to the Republicans right down party lines.
Yeah.
Of course.
Democrats vote for these things. Republicans voted against them. No one cares. All right. Okay. You want to get me started? Let's get started. Here's what upsets me the most. Here's what upsets me the fucking most. Mitch McConnell, turtle dick motherfucker,
insult turtles.
My apologies to turtles. Not all turtles. Like, sea turtles are garbage. even have feet.
I like sea turtles.
You just have little fins.
Excuse me. They're adorable.
Anyway.
Do you cheerfully reject?
Anyway, yeah. I'd like to. I would like to retract my argument against turtles.
This hotel.
But.
We prefer to call it PP-so-pexel.
Fuck, you got me pissed off now. So, Mitch McConnell, he goes on the news and he flat out says, I'm going to be working with the Trump White House. I'm going to be working with White House counsel. Trump's stuff is our stuff. There's going to be no difference between what we do and what they do, right? Then he swears in to be an impartial juror a week later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This dude just went on TV and said, I'm not going to be impartial, and then swore. Isn't that illegal?
Uh-huh.
That's perjury, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of some sort.
You would think.
Like, this whole thing is mind-blowing.
If he's talking about how he's going to be, like, it's all about the Republican Party, and then he's like, nope, unbiased, impartial judge right here.
You would think that Americans would not stand for this and would be smarter than that. But then you watch that video I sent earlier where one guy.
Ooh, the Trump rally?
Yeah, one of his conspiracy
theories. He does a whole series about that, by the way.
Oh, no, I watched two or three of them today. But the guy he was interviewing, one of the things he hated most about Obama was he said Obama was implicit in the 9/11 bombings. Because he was never in the Oval Office he was always out playing golf, or he was never in office. Why was he never in office when 9/11 happened?
Because he wasn't.
Because he wasn't the fucking president.
Oh my god!
Wait, wouldn't that even be the same thing that since George Bush was literally reading children's books at the time when it happened?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, but after that, where was he? Why wasn't Obama in the White House when he wasn't president? That doesn't make any sense. So if people will believe that, like, Trump's it ain't not gonna happen. Trump's gonna win re-election. That's what's gonna happen. Hello. Welcome to the show.
I really like, there's another one he goes to a Trump rally. It's a more recent one where they're talking about Pete Buttigieg. And like one of the lines in there is just my favorite. It's like, so what do you think of him? And they're like, oh, well, we have a nickname for it, but I don't want to say it here. Oh, it's because it's extremely homophobic. the guy just
damn.
Like, the guy just like looks at him. Because it's like this, I don't know, like 19, 20-year-old kid. And he's just like. A little.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm actually, it was like a 70-year-old white guy.
I like that video series. It's like On the Pulse with
Finger on the Pulse.
Fingering the Pulse. It's a Daily Show with Trevor Noah, like side bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny.
Pretty much the exact same on Fox News, but it's called like Waters World. And it's the exact same thing, but the opposite, where he'll go out and find really stupid liberals and get them to say stupid things.
Yeah, it's almost like every group of people has stupid people.
It's almost like everybody's stupid. except the politicians who are playing us against each other for their own gain. But, you know, whatever. You want to vote for Trump 2020? Look what he's done for America. Everything he's done for us. I know my life's better.
Is it?
Is it?
No. There's going to be a poll up tomorrow as to whether or not Shannon's life is better.
Oh, speaking of which, I need to check that poll, see who won. It ended today.
Oh, was it the Freddy Freaker poll?
Freddy Freaker versus...
I completely forgot about
Wait,
that.
Wait, I thought Cool Cat was going to win.
He better.
Oh, well.
He's clearly
Did
the best
vote?
Choice.
No,
because you ain't got no
I
Facebook.
I don't have Facebook. I don't have... I try to have no footprint online at all, so...
No, it's there. I can Google you right now.
Yeah, Allie thought something. She didn't have anything.
You got a unique-ass name.
That's a fact. This is true. It either comes up now or in 1939 Germany. The only two times that my name comes up.
Yeah, you really don't want the 1939 Germany being the one people find.
A lot of blatancy.
Ah, Freddy Freaker won.
Oh,
all right. Fuck a Cool
6%.
Cat.
Cool Cat loves you.
Cool Cat doesn't love me.
How many total votes? Let's blast the people
like
that voted.
38. Because no one gives a shit about this.
Yeah, I know most people probably just scroll past that like, what the fuck is a Freddy Freaker? A Cool Cat?
What the hell?
They supporting furries on PC85 now? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I can't help that my interests are almost entirely around the most awkward things possible. I just find it very funny. And I could have sworn Kevin did vote for me, but I was wrong.
Yeah, Kevin's not
I don't
on
know
Facebook.
Why.
We
Andy did, though.
That.
Here's the people that are cool in my book. Lindsay. Dalton. Oh, hell.
Are you really about to read off just like 14 people?
Austin Lane. Hell yeah, I am. Well, most of them. Some I don't care about. Caleb Tripp. Mandy Kennedy. Jake. Jake.
What
Andrew
Jake?
Britton, who is a Patreon subscriber.
That's true.
So he actually gets 7 votes, so I win. Billy Hills. I'm just going to go through a couple of them. Billy Hills. Zane Laney. That's about it.
Zane.
Oh. No, they know what's up.
Tanner didn't vote?
I don't think Tanner knows how.
His bucket didn't vote?
His bucket didn't have Wi-Fi.
His Wi-Fi is coming next week.
Getting that on order. He Amazoned that.
You're looking for Google Fiber. He's looking for 28.8.
He's got that AOL disk.
It's coming
it's
soon.
In the mail. I got internet in the mail.
There's like 4 people that got that joke.
Not her. She just blankly stared at the table like, what's a goggle? What's AOL?
What's a dial-up?
Oh.
Do you remember dial-up?
Yeah. Actually, there was a part. There is a ceramic studio at SEMO, because it wasn't actually on campus, was using dial-up.
In this day and age.
Yes.
It's crazy to think that some people still have dial-up, which is why video game stores will never ever truly die, because some people just like... Basil Marceau doesn't have teeth. Some people just don't have good internet.
But he'll make sure everybody gets dental.
Well, because having no teeth makes everyone depressed.
Yeah.
He's also a member of the Freedmen's
yeah,
Bureau.
Yeah, but realistically, if you have no teeth, do you need to get dental?
Well, yeah, you don't want to lose the teeth.
You no, if you have
if you
but he ain't got
no
any teeth, no, you don't have any teeth at all anyway.
He wants dentures. Like he was becoming governor so he could get dentures.
He gets the taxpayer dentures.
That's right.
I know
forgot
somebody
voted that.
I know somebody that would say like, well, if he should just say he's an illegal, they'll give him free Medicare because they give them free medical and we have to pay for it.
Yeah, all the illegals get free cages right by Mexico.
Yeah,
that's
what
they're getting.
Illegals have
in.
Honestly, illegals have the best life in America. They do all the jobs that that we don't want to do. When they say they're stealing our jobs, they don't mean they're stealing our tech jobs or our doctor jobs. The only jobs they're stealing are the back-breaking, hot labor jobs that your white ass ain't going to do anyway.
And simultaneously, they're very lazy.
They're taking all our jobs and then not doing them. Those sons of bitches. It almost makes too
the
much sense.
The perfect scheme.
Is that like one of the tenets of fascism? Like you have to make your enemy look incredibly strong and incredibly weak at the same time?
Yeah.
I don't have any enemies, so.
I think I'm trying to remember like that. Where that came from. I know it's like one of the tenets of fascism, but I don't remember who said it. Yeah,
I don't
matter.
Know.
All right.
I was thinking maybe Kevin could bust out some history for me real quick, because I think it came from like Nazi Germany era.
I wouldn't
let's
be surprised.
Quit associating Kevin with Nazi Germany.
Kevin likes
twice on this show now.
Kevin is a history buff.
I am a large history buff and primarily
specifically
loves World War II.
1933 to 1945, right around April. It went all downhill from there. It was great, going good, and then just went downhill.
You know who was a big fan of that particular group, apparently, was H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah.
He was a fan of Hitler. He said, I love the boy.
Yeah, it turns out Lovecraft was extraordinarily racist.
Turns out Lovecraft was kind of the biggest piece of garbage.
But boy, did he make some cool, scary shit.
I like Cthulhu. But you got some you're wearing a shirt. That means you are supporting Nazism.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's wearing the Cthulhu shirt right now.
She is. It's true.
There's no benefits to it whatsoever when it comes to Nazism. There's no way to say this that you can't say but or however. You got a lot of good video games out of them. A lot of good movies out of it, though. So
okay, but
you know, there's that.
It's true. But
you know, entertainment purposes.
Yeah, we're gonna keep making games about World War One. Nobody wants those. That's boring.
I mean, it's
nobody even knows who the bad guy was in World War One.
BF1 is better than BF5.
What, like Russia or something? I don't know.
Well, I mean, Russia bounced out of the war in 1917.
They're cowards. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I know more about.
They were actually fighting internally. Well, let's not do a history podcast. This will go for like 6 hours.
I'm saying because I know more about the Galactic Civil War than I know about World War One. World War One is like my dark zone when it comes to history. Like,
I'm actually right there with you. I know more about the Galactic Civil War than I do World War One.
I know so little about World War One. It's like, who's the bad guy in World War One?
I want to point out that Shannon and I both know a lot about the Galactic Civil War.
Yes.
So it's not like we just don't know.
And Kevin, don't get disappointed, because to be fair, they're like space Nazis.
First off, there's dinosaurs on the moon and Hitler rides them, and it's amazing.
It's on my Netflix list.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be hosting a podcast over history.
He's about to learn us some shit.
We're all going to get some letters, all right?
It's a real weird, it's called Jesus Christ, Shannon and Jesse. I do not know your own fucking history. With Kevin Schenkelberg.
I know a little bit. I know like the core stuff about World War One. Like,
I know we won.
Wait, you guys can't go on school vacation? You don't know how World War II ended.
We won!
Yeah!
USA! USA!
We did it!
Yes, there's a lot to learn. There's so much information.
I'm proud of information about the Galactic Civil War, too.
Like, I don't know,
speaking that spans just long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Speaking of the Galactic Civil War, Earth can now finally protect itself, because don't we have the Space
Force? Oh, yeah, we have the Space Force. With their camo uniforms in space.
It was a lot of foliage.
Yeah, up in space. You got to watch out for that space tree.
Space tree. That's
in case you let me know when this is in Trotty Land. Yeah. So.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Like, if they didn't look so stupid, I would sign up for the Space Force. Hell yeah.
Why not?
I'm going to put me in a jet fighter and let me fight aliens. Independence Day for real.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the Midwest, so we'd probably be all right if Independence Day hit.
No. I'd sign up. Like, this is all my dreams come to life. I had an
ex-girlfriend. Because in my dreams, the aliens are our friends when they come.
Fuck no. It's that old joke I heard, like, we see what you guys do to each other, and it's just black and white. We're purple. What are you going to do to us?
Get the District 9, I think was that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine it'd be more like Mars Attacks.
We come in peace.
And then they just murder us all. But then there's a boxer that just, one of the aliens decides to go toe-to-toe.
And then
Jim Brown.
And then they kill the aliens with, what was the song?
I just remember, it didn't sound like,
it was like yodeling, I think.
It was just something higher pitch.
And it had, all right, I thank God we only have like 5 minutes left.
Because
we
can
just talk about
movie.
Mars Attacks forever. I couldn't believe, even as a youth, the roster on that movie.
Wasn't Pierce Brosnan in that movie?
Pierce Brosnan, Jack Nicholson, others, help.
I mean, they got a bunch
Natalie
of
Natalie Portman.
People. It's been a really long time since I've seen that movie, though.
That movie, Annette Bening, like that movie, George C. Scott, that movie had like so many amazing actors.
Yeah.
And it was like, How do you get this many? I guess it was Tim Burton before he was a hack, but no, Lindsay, look at me.
No, you're not wrong.
He was always a hack.
No.
Turns out Tim Burton's always been terrible.
I like his early films.
What was
and then
early
Planet of the Apes.
Batman.
Happened.
I was about to say Batman was really good.
Yeah, well, but it really doesn't follow Batman. Remember the part where Batman sticks the dynamite in the guy's like belt and kicks him so he blows up? That's not very Batman of you. Batman.
Well, I mean,
it was a fun
Joker
movie.
Had that 56-foot pistol, though.
God, I love that, though.
You can get that extension on Call of Duty.
Did you
too.
Watch the new Joker movie?
With Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's phenomenal.
That's what I keep hearing, too. I haven't seen it yet either.
Shit, I forgot you haven't watched it yet.
It's so good.
That blows my mind.
There's so much other shit in the theaters.
Every other movie,
I know, right?
We were just talking about this earlier, how you've seen every movie.
And you're a comic book guy.
I see a lot of movies. I haven't seen every movie.
How has comic book guy not watched? Fuck, he's not watched Joker yet.
But they even Who was it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Who directed it?
Very strange.
Martin Scorsese.
Nope.
No.
No. It was inspired by.
Okay.
It was, I forget, but Todd Phillips, I think, is the guy that.
Didn't he say, though, I was listening to an interview where he was talking about it, where he was like,
I thought Scorsese wrote it, at least.
It's about Joker, not the Joker.
Well, I mean, it's.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's hard to spoil anything, but I mean, like, it's a Batman movie.
Okay.
Because, I mean, again, I don't want to spoil too much. Thomas Wayne's in it. You get the Batman origin.
You know that it's there. Okay.
But it's like the Honest Trailers thing said. It's as much Batman as they needed to put in it to make it a movie.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just would have been a character study of a guy that's going insane.
Okay.
Arthur Fleck.
Because they said it was based off, well, obviously based off the character, but more based off of like a possible starting point. For
right, okay. Right. Right. Which, in my head, I made it where you could tie it together to Batman v Superman and all that if you wanted to and make it make sense, but it won't do that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Jesse, I'm making a prediction right now. Jesse will see Birds of Prey before he watches Joker.
Oh, you mean Suicide Squad 2?
That's a possibility.
It is.
Why?
Okay, it kind of looks
fun. It's coming out in theaters.
It looks fun.
Like,
but
there's nothing airing at the same time.
I am not getting my hopes up at all.
Remember, we said the same thing about Suicide Squad.
Here comes the trailer made it look real good.
A man who can climb anything.
No, I plan on renting Joker very, very soon. Like, I don't know. Like,
it's not a happy film.
I did not get a chance to see it in theaters.
That laugh.
So.
But it's
so
good,
disturbing.
Though. That's what
I've
heard.
It's
fantastic.
I've heard from everybody that's really good.
It is by far, it's kind of a cheat. I was going to say it's by far the best comic book movie ever made, but it's kind of a cheat because take out three things and it's not a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
It's just a movie.
Yeah.
It was really good, though.
Because my favorite comic movie of all time is still X-Men First Class.
The only thing, like,
classy film.
The only complaint I ever heard about The Joker is it's one of those movies where it seems like it has something to say and it wants to say something and then it says nothing.
Oh, no.
No.
No. It doesn't just subtly tell you what the message is, it beats it over your fucking head till the end.
Yeah.
About halfway through the movie, motherfuckers are holding up newspapers in giant letters that says, like, the rich are terrible.
Fair enough.
Kill the rich.
Yeah.
All rich people are evil and all poor people are, like, stressed and they're going to rebel, which isn't a bad message. But one of the things that I was really scared of, and they totally did, was that they were going to romanticize the Joker. And even though you're supposed to hate
him. They gave him the V for Vendetta treatment.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was really worried was going to happen.
That movie.
I do.
It's fantastic.
That's a great movie.
Yeah,
really
but
movie.
They also
I think
it.
If you have an actual set of morals, though, you understand.
Yeah, you'll hold
to,
him contempt.
Yeah.
Contempt
Cause,
for him.
Because the difference with, like, V for Vendetta, like, you were supposed to, like, get behind, like, his message and everything. Like, and that was the point of the character in that film. Versus the Joker, you're never supposed to want to side with the Joker.
Right.
Yeah. Part of the reason it's also kind
he's,
of,
I mean,
like, held up in that regard is because it's. You're seeing it from his
perspective.
So part doesn't feel like he's the bad guy.
Yeah, part of the movie is the fact that, like, everything's from his view. He's not the narrator, but, like, when the ending comes and you see everything come together, you realize that a lot of what he did was kind of not real, or you can't decide what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
But still, by the end of it, so many people I know, even Bob, was like, man, Joker was right, you know, kill the rich and all that. I'm like,
that's not the point.
That's not a good message for the fucking Joker. The Punisher, maybe, would have been a good, hey, I'm an anti-hero. But the Joker is just an awful person, and he should be portrayed as such.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, because the whole basis of it is him just becoming insane.
Yeah, he's in this movie, he's a guy who you really feel sorry for at first because the world's out to get him, and he has a medical condition. That the whole part, spoiler alert for people that are listening, it's not a big spoiler, but if you don't want spoilers at all, skip ahead about 5 minutes. But his laugh is a medical condition. He laughs because he has a medical condition where he laughs uncontrollably. And that's part of the movie is he'll be laughing.
So kind of like a version of Tourette's kind of?
Kind of, yeah. So, like, there's a part you see on the subway where...
Because I saw it in the trailer. Yeah, you said,
yeah. These three Wall Street guys are harassing this woman. And she gets up and leaves, and they're pieces of shit. And he starts the laughing. And they're like, what is he laughing at? And then the one starts singing to him, Send in the Clowns, which, again, I don't know how they know the song, all the lyrics, whatever. And he's just laughing about it the entire time. And he's almost crying because he doesn't want to laugh, but he can't control it. And they end up beating the shit out of him for it. And I won't say what happens after that, but it's the first time where you're supposed to hate the Joker. But most people are like, yeah, give it to those guys. Murder them for being slightly douchebags. Because I don't like them, they should be killed. That is not a good message to send to people.
No, it's not.
But it was a wonderful film.
But if he ever got pulled over, he could get off for insanity. So he's got that going.
Like Basil Marceau.
I'm just saying. That's you know, just makes sense.
So do you think the Joker is Basil Marceau? We got to wrap this up. Got to wrap it up. When does Suicide Squad 2 come out?
I have no idea. It's actually not even Suicide Squad. I think it's February.
But is it called two?
No, it's called Birds of Prey, Emancipation and of Harley Quinn.
So and it's really not even like, it's not necessarily even in the same universe as Suicide Squad.
Fuck yourself if that's true. Anytime they get the same actor to portray the same character and it's not the same universe, yeah, that upsets me. Huntress is in it.
Retcon the first Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
That's like totally.
Because yeah, the James Gunn version called The Suicide Squad is an entirely new film.
Are they getting the same actors that we know?
No.
But it is a sequel.
No.
Sort of. No, because it does have some of the same actors.
The Suicide Squad?
Yeah, because it's got Captain Boomerang's coming back, Jai Courtney.
Well, yeah, we've already established, though, that it doesn't have to be...
Don't do this. Just don't
do
this.
The Suicide Squad, like, it's not a sequel.
And John Cena's in it.
And it's not technically a reboot, but it's probably a reboot.
John Cena's in it.
Get the fuck out.
So of all the
finally
actors,
somebody's using like this guy that looks like an actual goddamn superhero as a goddamn that's superhero.
By the way, you got my text the other day while he was on the talk?
Yeah,
I had no fucking idea. Also, I don't watch the talk anymore. All too often, but yeah. I was at the gym and I was like, why is John Cena on the talk right now?
My first question is, why is Kevin watching the talk?
I texted that and right after I was like, he's going to ask me while I'm watching the talk.
Maybe like Kevin's going to see me and like, so I was watching the doctors earlier, midday. Yeah. Why?
I don't do a lot. Also, the next question on Price is Right.
My question about the new Suicide Squad movie, and then we'll get out of here, is if you're going to bring any of the actors back for it, why is it the guy that played Rick Flag? Like, did you see Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Born, they're Slipknot. The man, he can
climb anything.
He's the only one that's coming back.
It was Will Smith being Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
That was all it was to me.
Because he had to.
However, who was the lady that played...
Harley Quinn?
No, the black lady that played the prison.
Oh, Amanda Waller Davis?
She was probably my favorite part of that whole movie.
I still haven't watched it.
She was a cold bitch.
She was, but that was what she needed to be that. Yeah. She was like, I'm fucking with Slipknot.
Yeah.
You know, because he's tough.
Because he can climb anything.
Oh, he was climbing.
He's climbing to heaven.
He was hanging around all the end of that movie.
I don't necessarily like that style of Harley Quinn, but I did not dislike her as Harley Quinn.
I didn't dislike her. The only thing I hated about her as Harley Quinn was just the sexualization that they forced on her. The part like where she's putting her shirt on and everyone's staring. She's like, what? Or when she bends directly over in front of the camera.
The stuff that was clearly like in the reshoots that they had to do.
They had to sex it up to make people happy. My favorite character in it was still Boomerang, Captain Boomerang. That motherfucker was fun.
He was crazy.
A guy, he wants to drink and throw boomerangs.
I also really like Croc until.
Also, if you're going to send a team out to stop a giant supernatural force, you're going to send a motherfucker that throws boomerangs and a chick with a bat?
That was actually the part.
What the actual fuck?
You know, go all the way back to us reviewing that show, and that was my biggest problem with it. The Suicide Squad has never been a team to stop, like, those kind of threats.
Yeah.
That was a Justice League level threat, and they sent in the goddamn suit. No, the Suicide Squad are Black Ops crew.
This motherfucker's a giant crocodile.
Makes sense.
Like, these are the guys that you send in, like, all right, well, it would be an international incident if we actually attack this government.
Right.
So we're going to send in the Suicide Squad. That's what they're
Suicide
for.
Suicide Squad should have just been, like, the new Mission Impossible, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, they should put Tom Cruise in the new Suicide Squad.
He should have been Deadshot. I just made that shit happen. But instead, it's like, well, there's this giant, incredibly powerful, like, sorceress. How do we stop it? Do you still have the girl that has the baseball bat? We do. Send her.
That'd be fine. Don't worry.
There's also a guy who shoots really well.
No, I mean like really.
I just got flashbacks to Mystery Men.
He shovels well.
Really well.
Yeah.
Just I have to
He's
really well.
Shot.
What a fucking joke that movie was. Was there anybody all right, goddamn, we gotta go. Was there anybody on that whole team that had powers? It was Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo had powers.
Who didn't want to use them?
He was a bitch anyway.
Yeah.
Because what was
Diablo had powers? Technically you could say Croc did.
Well, yeah, he liked BET. Damn it.
Which he looked, I really liked how he looked until like he took off the shirt.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Well, and when he had the hood up too, because when he took the hood down, I mean, everyone else made the joke, but he really did look like the fucking Goomba.
From Mario. Really, we all want the long face. That's what we want.
He grew up a little, but.
That's his little brother. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to do it. Now I'm just getting depressed all over the place. I want to thank Kevin for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Anytime you want to come down and do the show, you're absolutely invited. Next time we'll try to have a goddamn topic for you. So we're not just sitting here shooting our mouths off about the most random things. Welcome to Thursday. For Allie and Jesse and Lindsay and myself. And for Kevin. I want to say thank you. You can find us on Podzilla1985.com. Soon to be PZ85.com.
No, I'm not changing it. We're not changing it.
Yeah, but you're going to get like 600 emails right when that happens.
I'm going to create a forward.
We thought our fans were smart enough to know the right address. Turns out they're not.
You were wrong.
We were wrong.
You were wrong.
Our fans need simplified.
Sometimes we need simplified.
They just need it to work both ways.
Yeah.
And like that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it work both ways.
Allie, like a bisexual.
Why did you direct that?
Why did you take me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know. Podzilla1985.com. Hey, patreon.com/podzilla1985. If you want to support us monetarily, you won't regret it. And what's the other thing we usually plug?
Facebook.com. Hot stuff coming through. Like.
Yeah. Hot feelings of justice. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll be back on Monday for Nerd Up. Later.